manufactures specifically a type of propellant used in explosive weaponry and bombs. According to research in the Arms Embargo Report, this plant is the sole provider of this propellant to military contractors in the United States. The propellant, manufactured in Valleyfield, Quebec, is likely used to bomb the Gaza Strip. General Dynamics wants to add 12 to 15 new buildings to their site by 2028, which comes alongside a promise to investors to ramp up production, and a promise to locals to add up to 200 jobs to the area. Activists gathered in Valleyfield last weekend to begin their Stop GD campaign. Many of the activists came out from Montreal, but some were from Valleyfield and surrounding areas. They're trying to get residents who live near the plant to oppose its expansion. They marched through the quiet residential streets of Valleyfield, handing out pamphlets and speaking with locals about the plant, attracting attention with chanting and speeches. From outside of the plant, here is an activist named Jeremy, part of the Stop GD campaign.
The first step was really to get the word out as much as possible and to see, like, first we wanted to see, like, how people felt about it. We did some door-to-door and we wanted to have a feel of, like, what is the impact on the local people and as well as the impact abroad. But the next step, we want to continue, like, mobilizing.
But the activists' arguments opposing the expansion of General Dynamics are not just about Palestine and an anti-war position. They are also arguing from an environmental perspective. General Dynamics has been accused by one local environmentalist group of practicing open-air burning, which could affect the natural area and health of residents. Here's Tatiana Harker, who's been campaigning and speaking with residents around the plant.
You can see the plant is really next to the water, and towards the northeast of it is Les Cedres. And we talked to a lot of residents there, and they have been telling us how they really cannot even enjoy it, that, like, today outside in their houses, because every day there's, like, they accumulate a thick dust on their area. So it shows that these continuous open fires of contaminants and the leftover of the weapon processes have a direct impact in locals.
General Dynamics would not respond to CJLO about whether they practice open air burning or respond to other comments from activists. For the Local Journalism Initiative at CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Shaking the Habitual. I am your host, Cam. This is a show where I explore weird music. And today I got a great episode for you. I've been listening to a lot of trip hop recently, so we're going to be exploring that a bit later in the episode with some trip hop classics, but also some new stuff I've been listening to as well. We also got some more experimental stuff, a little bit of spoken word stuff, local stuff. But we're going to start off with something I was listening to this morning, specifically the 2020 album by Valium Ajalin. This is Black Moon. It's one of these albums produced by the Numero group, who seem to have honed in on a sound that I just love. And I've been listening to a lot of, like, space rock recently, and this is kind of falls into that ambient zone of something that's slow but feels very, very, very big when you listen to it. The song I'm going to be playing off of it is called Bird Wings, and I guess we'll just jump right into that. Enjoy.
Thank you. From June 25th to July 4th, the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal invites you to 10 days of music and over 350 concerts right in the heart of the Quartier des Spectacles. See them for free at Place des Festivals. The Bar Brothers, Coco Rocco, Engin de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint Levant, Patrick Watson, Simino, and many others. Full lineup at montrealjazzfest.com. Presented by TD Bank Group in collaboration with Rio Tinto.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
CJLO? CJLO 1690? CJLO? Oh, it's CJLO 1690 AM, which is what you're listening to.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Shaking the Habitual. Before the break, we heard one from Big Brave, specifically The Ineptitude for Mutual Discernment. That's off their album, which comes out this Friday, In Grief or in Hope. I am very excited for it. They are playing a release show on July 10th. I believe it's at Bar La Ritz. And if you haven't ever heard Big Brave live, I highly recommend it. They are one of the band, local Montreal band, and they have this huge, huge live sound that their music, their recorded music, kind of captures, but it's one of those things that you kind of got to see live. And after that, we heard one from Feeble Little Horse off Bitknot, their new album, which was something I've been really listening to a lot. I believe they're here over the Thanksgiving weekend this coming year. I got tickets. I'll be there. You can catch me at that show. That's a really good album in general. It's got a very diverse palette. So a lot of everything from acoustic guitars to like very synth heavy. It's a great album. I really, really like it. And it's also only like 25 minutes long, so definitely go listen to that. After this, of course. Up next, I got a couple ones from that I've been listening to recently. Specifically, up next, I got one from A Place to Bury Strangers, which I've been listening to a lot. Off their 2009 album, Exploding Head, this song is In Your Heart. That was Silently by the Tara Carkin Trio off their new album, Somewhere Good. That came out June 5th. Up next, we got another one, a new one. This one's by Dune Mama. This came out May 8th, so a little bit older than the last one. And this is What Did the Rain Say off the album Towards an Expanse. I hope you enjoy.
I always love. rain, especially in the last years. I've come to rid me of. I never hated it. And I bet that this was bad weather, and all I know it was very good to me.
Thank you.
was When It's Time to Leave by local artist Marcel off the self-titled album Marcel that came out last year. First show ever tonight, Casa del Popolo. They're playing with other local legend, Fiona Vier. Then I'm going to play one from them too. This one's a single. It's called Neighbors. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sala Reina and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and conflit majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m., playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Hey, it's Seth from Deadbeats, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
was Stranger by Miss Grit off the album Underneath My Umbrella. That came back out, back in April, the 24th specifically, and saw them perform live on May 24th, so very, very recently, and it was great. Had me thinking a lot about Trip Hop in general, and had me revisit an old classic. I don't normally play classics on this show, but I kind of wanted to make an exception because, I don't know, I went back and listened to an album that I really, really like, and it's definitely probably an album you've heard too, specifically Mezzanine by Massive Attack, and I'm playing Black Milk to end this off. But stay tuned. We got Code Switch up next. Should be a good show. Keep it locked to CJLO, 1690 AM all day long. And to send you off, I have Massive Attack and Elizabeth Frazier with the classic Black Milk.